Live from the Legends Club, inside the Lambeau Field Atrium, it's Packers Live with Larry McCarron! This week's Packers special guest, Morgan Burnett! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. And can we talk? Yeah. I've got a confession to make. You know those people who say if Aaron Rodgers ever gets hurt, the Packers season is over. You've heard that? I've been one of those people. And it's not so much a reflection on the guys behind Aaron Rodgers. It's a reflection on him. He is the best player at the game's most important position. But now that the unthinkable has happened, I've had to kind of rethink this thing. And you know what the Packers have to do while Aaron's out? They just have to stay in the chase. That's what they've got to do. They don't have to earn the number one seed. They don't have to earn a bye. They don't have to earn home field advantage. Do you remember the 2010 season? They don't have to do any of those things. They just have to stay in the chase. So when Aaron comes back, Clay Matthews comes back, Randall Cobb comes back, because as 2010 taught us, it's not the best team right now. It's the best team at the end of the season. And that's the truth. Please say hello to the band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is not only a fine player in his own right, he is also part of the glue that holds the Packers defense together. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Morgan Burnett. Morgan, welcome. Thank you.
I'm glad to be here. Not over here.
A good old Packers Live welcome, Morgan.
Nice.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Of course, Morgan, the big news is Aaron Rodgers. From your own personal perspective, how are you looking at that stuff?
That's tough. You know, as a teammate, you know, we have a brotherly bond. You don't want to see any of your teammates get hurt like that. But it's always, it's part of the game. You know, you got to have the next man up mentality. So we have to rally together as a team and try to find a way to overcome the adversity.
Morgan, coincidentally enough, Aaron Rodgers goes down out of the ball game, and the defense as a whole does not play as well as it has been playing. Could you guys as a unit, even though it's the other side of the ball that Aaron plays on, could you guys as a unit possibly got rocked back a little bit by the news that Aaron Rodgers can't play tonight?
Really, we didn't really know until we didn't see him go back out on the field. But as a defense, like I said, we can't get too down on ourselves. We have to challenge ourselves to find a way to bounce back from a tough loss like we did last night. We watched the film, see what we learned from our technique errors, and just, like, we got a short week now, so we have to put all that behind us and get ready for Philly.
Now, one of the really tough parts of the defensive performance against the Bears was at the end of the game when it went 80 yards, 18 plays, almost 9 minutes off the clock. And the thing I wanted to ask you about, the problem was not Morgan Burnett. You knocked down a pass and had six tackles over that span. The problem, it seemed, was you were the only guy making plays. What was going on out on the field right then?
It was just a situation where, you know, as a whole, as a defense, we didn't get off the field like we normally do on third down. I mean, you got to give the Bears credit. They did a good job of running the clock down, getting first downs when they needed it. So, you know, normally in situations like that, we find ways to get off the field. But we just can't get to a panic mode or get to where we're pointing the finger at one another, because we win together, we lose together. So we just, like I said, look at the film, and next time we get in that situation, find a way to get off the field. It's not the end of the road for us, and we got a long season ahead of us. We just got to find a way to bounce back.
Now, Morgan, during your introduction earlier tonight, I mentioned the fact that you're part of the glue that holds the defense together, and I'm not just making that stuff up. We've got some hard, cold facts that where the defense was. Of course, you started your season a little late due to a hamstring injury. Where the defense was before you came back and how it's progressed since. And you can see before you were at 28, okay? And since you've come as high as 11 after a rough night against Chicago, rather, you're at 15th. But you can see that improvement. I think you have to accept credit for being part of the glue that holds the thing together.
My mindset really is, I don't really get caught up in the numbers. I just want to be accountable, be reliable, and just do my job to the best of my ability. And whatever my job is, I'm going to do it 100%, and I try not to let my teammates down.
Now, Morgan, the Bears have a fella who likes to talk and be flamboyant a lot more than you do. I think his name is Brandon Marshall, and you're working against him right here. And when you were facing him, like in a one-on-one situation like that, is there a little extra something-something going on when you see 15 across from you?
Just when you're facing, like, talented guys like that, that's what you dream about, because I feel that's how you really get your presence felt, and that's how you get your name out there when you're going against the best. And you really buckle down, and you know it's only going to be one result out of this, and that's going to make you better as a player. And that's why I love and enjoy this game so much, because the high level of competition. So anytime I get those moments, I take pride in it, and I want to try to come out with the win.
Now, Morgan, okay, Marshall, even last week before the game, he's still talking about the fact that Green Bay never covers him man-to-man. There's always somebody, a safety over the top. And I want video proof right here. I'd like Brandon Marshall to see this. There are Sam Shields at the top of the screen. I see no safety over the top, and he is one-on-one against Brandon Marshall, so he can quit whining about all the attention he's getting from you guys.
That's just, we have competitive corners in our locker room. Sam Shields is a very competitive guy, and that's a guy that takes pride in going against the best every day. He wants to go against the best, and he challenges himself every day. And you see the results from the practice field leading over into the game. In my opinion, he's a great cornerback and a great defensive player, and he's a leader on our defense as well.
Morgan, hang on to your hoodie, buddy, because it's time to go in the huddle. In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Morgan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. As we look at this play, the first thing we're going to notice about you is that you're moving around. And if we could roll it, he'll move a lot faster. Okay, there we go. Okay, you're just kind of moving around right here. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you just start screaming towards the line of scrimmage. What's going on right there?
You want to move around because quarterbacks in this league are smart. So you don't want to tip your hand right away because they'll pick it up and read it fast. So I was trying to disguise a little bit, but I also noticed the receiver had a crack split, meaning like normally the receiver would be 3 to 4.
Feel free to draw. The people that pay for this stuff love it.
It'll be 3 to 4 yards outside lined up out here. But you notice he's kind of tight on top of the number. So when the receiver lines up like that, more likely, if you're not paying attention, he'll come crack you, lights out, and now you got a running back on top of your corner. So okay. I'll just beat him to the punch.
Okay, let's go, and we're going to change the angle and reorientate ourselves here. Okay, here's Morgan right here. Okay, as you are peering into the backfield here, or if that's the case or not, please explain it. What are you looking at, and what do you think's coming here? Stop.
Right now, I'm the edge of the defense. Normally, you have big guys like Clay, Mike Neal, Nick Perry, those guys. So I have to set the edge to allow Brad to make the tackle free hit on the running back. So notice I'm outweighed by 100 pounds with this guy.
Oh, this guy is like 320 or something. That's Kyle Long, full-grown offensive lineman.
So I'm doing the technique that Coach Perry teaches us, same foot, same shoulder. So I have to get underneath him to try to set the edge. I'm doing it the best way I can.
Well, you do get underneath him. It is a game of leverage, is it not? And you are underneath him. And you are able to shed 320 pounds or 30 pounds of Kyle Long, aren't you?
Yeah, that's one of the moments you just let your football instincts kick in.
Okay. Now, this guy that Morgan just disposed of, he's a first-round draft choice, or a real-deal player. Now, at this point, Morgan, okay, that's kind of a Herculean job, getting rid of this big dude. Are you kind of on rubber leg street, or what's next for you? Were you looking for the ball carrier, or what's going on?
Now, after that, Taz, it's fine ball. And one of my favorite terms, I just say fine ball, hit ball. So
it's a simple game, really?
Yeah, you make it simple. You just find the ball and try to make a tackle.
Okay, and that's exactly what you do, if you'll notice. Here comes Morgan, and that is Matt Forte that he's putting the tackle on. Go ahead, spin it forward. He's putting the tackle on right there, one of the better running backs in the National Football League. And, folks, this is Morgan Burnett dropping Forte for a one-yard loss after beating the snot, knocking the snot of a full-grown offensive lineman. Well done, Morgan Burnett.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up, a special adults-only version of Earn Your Autograph starring Rick.
Catch Packers live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
Oh, thank you.
We are back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Rick. Rick, how tall are you?
5'6".
And what do you weigh?
230.
You a football player?
No, but I like football.
Okay, very good. That's the first qualification. I'll tell you what, Rick, if you can learn the football skill Morgan's about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. Wonderful. What are we going to learn, Morgan?
I guess we'll keep it simple. We'll learn how to tackle.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, you say you wrestle, right?
Yep.
So you get your nice little base, get low. I'm going to say I'm the running back up on you. So you want to get square up on me, get low, pop your hips. So if I run at you, you drop low, bring your shoulder, head up. Come bring your shoulder, head up, eyes up, run your feet, then you'll knock me down.
Okay. Now, so Morgan, step aside for a moment so Morgan does not get injured. Okay, now put it all together, Rick. Beforehand, you better say your prayers. Hey, hang on a second. Give me that ball.
All right.
Okay, Rick, on hike, okay? 1, 2, 3, hike. Well, the head was behind it, but does he earn your autograph, Morgan?
Yeah, he does. He did a
good
job.
Okay, while Rick's getting Morgan's autograph, we got to take a timeout. But when we come back, it is time for this week's Chalk Talk. Stay with us, please. You're watching Packers Live. We are back. Okay, Aaron Rodgers is going to be out for a while. What are we going to do? Cry in our beer or look for reasons to believe? I'm going to show you one right now. Okay, Packers right here, they're going on a blitz with defensive line charging this way and A.J. Hawk blitzing this way. Now we snap the ball and you can see the thing develop. Defensive lineman going one way, A.J. another. And he winds up being part of an effort that flushes Josh McCown out of the pocket. Now, at this point, look where A.J. is. His foot is on the 35-yard line, okay? And as the play continues, if A.J. was of the ilk of letting George or somebody else do it, well, he'd be counting on Mike Neal to make the play. But what if Mike Neal does not make the play? And he doesn't. Well, if he was another let George do it situation, what about Sam Shields down here? A.J. Hawk could have counted on him to make the play. What if that doesn't happen? Well, what do you know? It doesn't happen. And here comes A.J. Comes and makes the tackle at the six. So we got 35, okay, at the six. He just sprinted 29 yards to save a potential touchdown. That is effort, that is relentless, and that is a reason to believe. Frankie. A superior effort by A.J. Hawk. And speaking of which, Morgan, I want to take you back to the Baltimore Ravens game. And they had a goal line situation, first and four at the four, and you went into, as they say, beast mode. You had a hand in stopping them short all four downs.
Just a situation where everyone was on top of their keys, every man next to him trusted the man next to him. And that's where you got to be accountable, and the defense trusted me on that play, and I just did my job.
Is Morgan, I mean, just the most gracious player you've ever seen? Modest? I'm telling you what, it was a heck of an effort. It was relentless. It was effort. It's a reason to believe. Coming up, we'll have questions for Morgan from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Short. Morgan Burnett is our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Beth.
And Beth, what's your question?
I understand that your mom had asked you to cut your hair, because I'm a mom. How's that working for you? Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. This is one of the times where I'm glad I listened to mom. I get a lot of compliments about it, and a lot of people say I look better without dress, so it makes me wonder, did I look bad with dress?
All right, next up we have...
I'm Paul, and just wondering what position you played in high school. Quarterback?
Yeah, in high school I played quarterback and safety, and I kicked a couple field goals.
All right, wonderful. And your name?
Karen.
And Karen, what's your question?
Morgan, what is your favorite team to play against?
Favorite team, really, to be honest, I just, any game, you know, all the games are fun to me, and we all get pumped up for any NFL game. I'm a young kid living my dream, so I'm just happy to be here.
Thank you, Morgan, and thanks to our questioners. An exciting new feature here on Packers Live, Frank's favorite question. What is it, Frank, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
First of all, Larry, happy birthday. And they received these great fuzzy dice official from the Green Bay Packers. And my favorite question was the one dude Morgan played in high school.
All right. Congratulations. That was Paul, I think. All right. Coming up, some final thoughts and some more exciting new features probably. Stay with us, please. Packers Live. Welcome back to Packers Live, and we are back with Morgan Burnett. Morgan, I wanted to go back to the Viking game for a moment, because there was a particular play, it kind of encompassed everything. Greg Jennings is going to try to block you, he doesn't, and Adrian Peterson is going to try to run by you, and he doesn't. Is that like a really neat play for Morgan Burnett?
Yeah, that was a neat play, but... That would give credit to Coach Capers. He did a great job with coming up with the game plan for the Vikings. He had those guys down packed. And then he basically almost knew when they got in their formation, he called the right defense to put us in the right position to make plays. And that's one of the sayings Coach Perry always says is if you trust the defense, it's going to allow you to make your share of plays. And when you get your opportunity, try to make your plays. And that was the situation right there.
You know, Morgan, something I've noticed about you and just the way you handle yourself on the field during games, practice, so forth. You are really a team guy. I mean, you get as excited for the other guy as you do for yourself, even more so, I think, at times.
Yeah, because that's a good thing about football. It's a team sport. It's a brotherly bond. I mean, you with with your guys all day, every day. And you just see the hard work that guys put in from OTAs, training camp. And then when you go out and do it collectively together, that's the ultimate prize and ultimate goal. So you're happy for one another. And that's the thing I love about football, and that's what I love about team sports.
Morgan, thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.